From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the EU Migrant Distribution Plan moves forward. The European Parliament has backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries. EU lawmakers voted to approve the measure Thursday, 372 to 124, with 54 abstentions. The next move is for EU Interior Ministers to approve the plan. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe, in military custody, and will soon be released. Emily Yab has more.
Early Thursday, a soldier, Colonel Mamadou Bamba, announced on state television that this is indeed a coup.
Le président de la transition est démis de ses fonctions.
Bamba says the interim president is dismissed from his function. He says the transitional government and the National Transition Council are dissolved and that the consultation will take place to form a new government in charge of organizing inclusive elections. Emilia for VOA News in Abidjan.
Chilean officials say a death toll has risen from 210 from an earthquake late Wednesday. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires. The earthquake was followed by strong aftershocks, and many people spent the night outside as a precaution. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings in the Iraqi capital that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in central Baghdad. Civilians and police were among the victims. The Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. This is VOA News. U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they have been for several years. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy. She projected a growth rate for the U.S.
The median growth projection is 2.1% for this year and rises to 2.3% in 2016.
Yellen spoke to journalists in Washington Thursday at the end of 2 days of debate among top Fed officials about where to set the rates. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran after Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact, despite fierce opposition in both chambers. Thursday, Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says temperatures during August across the globe were the warmest on record, nearly a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees. The agency said the June to August average was also the highest dating back to 1880, when records were first kept, and also the highest ever for the first 8 months of any year. The biggest American automaker, General Motors, admitted guilt Thursday in hiding information from both the government and motorists about a defect in its vehicle ignition switches. That defect has been linked to at least 124 deaths. GM agreed to a $900 million fine to settle criminal charges in the case. German police have shot and killed an Iraqi man suspected of being an Islamist who had wounded a policewoman with a knife. Berlin police were called Thursday after receiving reports of a man acting aggressively. The suspect stabbed a female officer before another police officer shot and killed him. Officials in South Sudan say at least 60 people were killed when an overturned oil tanker exploded, burning up people who were trying to siphon out the fuel. A local official tells VOA the death toll is likely to rise due to the severity of many victims' burns. She said more than 100 others were injured in Wednesday's incident. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade. European markets were mixed. Things were also mixed in Asia. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.